Mr. X.
Your words are offensive.
Mr. X.
How dare you say that? I'm telling my mommy.
Mr. X.
I gotta get out of here. This is too much for me.
Mr. X.
Why won't you stop trolling me?
Everybody, ghouls and ghastly, ugly-looking, monstrous creatures, welcome to the October edition, the special Halloween edition segments of the Runner and Gunner Show. Good Monday to you, and how's everybody doing out there? Well, all right, us too.
So, all right, everybody. How was your drive? It is the Monday morning show. This is your radio show for your drive, your commute to work and back. Yeah. Wherever you're going this Monday morning, we know that you're staring at the back end of traffic up ahead of you.
Yeah, lots of red lights ahead and lots of smog ahead and a long little old drive for you. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we are right here with you guys.
Ease your mind.
Yes, we are.
Ease your day and ease your temples.
That is correct.
Everybody out there, it's the Monday morning show podcast. It's the Monday morning podcast.
There's and we want to
no
welcome you
other
guys.
Monday morning podcast.
To
but the Monday morning podcast.
Runner Gunner, Monday morning show podcast, the greatest podcast in the planet, and the gluten free podcast, that is, for everybody out there.
Yes.
That, in case you didn't know that.
All you vegans, this podcast is
100%
presented in 100% gluten freedom.
So, yeah. So, just in case we wanted to eat the mics or or just something crazy. So anyways, you guys out there, hopefully you guys are all right out there, and just hopefully you guys had great weekends. We know some of you are hungover, some of you aren't feeling too well, and a lot of you, and mostly
all of
you, didn't want to get up this morning.
Spread the love. Wake up and love. Just let that chest burst with light and energy, love and happiness. Some of you didn't want
to
get up this morning,
snooze,
then don't look at your phone because you're just going to see the news.
Yeah.
Snooze and news, those are terrible things. But you just wake up, have some love in your chest, have some love in your body. Just have the freedom to love.
Yep, love is in your heart.
Make some loving decisions. Present yourself in a loving way. Seize some loving opportunities with love.
Yeah, love you.
And happiness.
Love your family.
It's the Monday Morning Podcast.
Love your babies. And so, yeah, welcome, everybody, and this is the Monday Morning Podcast, and we are here to tell you guys about the crazy October that's going to happen. So we got the tales.
It is October.
So you know what that means, everybody.
We got scary tales coming up. We also are doing the 30 days of Halloween, starting today, the 1st of October, where we are going to post every single day a scary Halloween post on our Instagram, which is the Runner and Gunner Podcast Instagram. Check it out. I think it's called the Runner and Gunner Show Instagram.
Super spooky.
30 days
extra
of
creepy.
Halloween. Followed by Halloween.
Super gory.
But.
And horrifying.
But now.
And entertaining all at the same time.
But now, it is time.
What is the time for, Gunner?
For a very spooky time.
Oh, yeah. So are you saying what I think you're saying, Gunner?
Yes, I am saying it.
All right. So now we're going to open the door. We are now entering
Halloween.
The Halloween specials. And there's no other better way to kick it off than with one of the famous, most best people that got murdered.
All right, everybody, today, strap your seatbelts, keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road, and clear your thoughts because we're about to get very scary. You think those murder podcasts that you listen to are scary?
Oh,
they
man.
Don't got nothing, they got nothing on the Halloween edition.
Spooky tales.
Of the Runner and Gunner Show.
So get ready to be podcast. Freaked out, everybody, and get ready to hear true stories of horror. All right, everybody, so it happened on one stormy, cold December night. It was freezing. It was about -3 degrees. Everybody was in their coats. It was very hard to see because the snowstorm had just ended late at night. Everybody was walking the streets wearing hoodies. You couldn't see anybody's faces. Nobody could recognize anybody. But then it was a late night where a famous man named John Lennon was roaming the streets of New York. And
it's John Winston Lennon, born the 9th of October, 1940, in Liverpool, England.
Liverpool.
He died on December 8th, 1980. 40 years
cause of death?
Old.
Shot.
Yoko Ono. No. Back. Bullets.
By Hey.
New York City was his resting place. Finally, a place that was trying so hard to kick this man out with deportation from Nixon and Elvis Presley to go back to his home in Liverpool.
The FBI wanted him out.
But he insisted that this was his home. New York was his home.
He must stay.
So John Winston Lennon, everybody. He was a good man. He sang Beatles songs for rock and roll,
legendary
music,
music. One of the greatest composers and creators of all time. The whole timeline. He fulfilled so much gaps in music. He created so much.
At the Roosevelt Hospital, he was dead at the time of his arrival. Numerous resuscitative efforts were made after his arrival in the hospital, including transfusions, surgical procedures. Ooh. Other procedures.
So he got sliced. He got blood pouring inside him from other donators. Oh, man. But why was this the case? And how did he end up like that? Is the questions you guys need answers to. And we're here to provide the answers for this very spooky edition.
In New York, at approximately 5 p.m. on the 8th of December, 1980, Lennon autographed a copy of Double Fantasy for an unknown giant fat ass.
Hey, thanks, man.
Before leaving the Dakota with Yoko and the rest of the Lennons.
And the fat ass walked away right after that with brand new autograph.
Oh, wait, we don't know if he was
so
fat.
Happy. Oh, the ass walked away with his brand new Double Fantasy album that had just came out, just barely been released. Maybe, a couple months ago or so. And he was so thrilled with this album. Everybody just thought it was a normal day and a normal fan. Nobody thought anything bigger than that, especially Lennon.
There isn't going to be no funeral for John Lennon. This is the words of Yoko Ono.
Wow.
John loved and prayed for the human race. Wow. Please do the same for him.
Yes, he did.
His remains were cremated at Ferncliff Cemetery in Hartsdale, New York. Finally, New York was his resting place. But let's go back to
how
what
far?
Happened that night.
All the way back to that night?
He was murdered.
The encounter. The Lennons returned to Dakota at approximately 10:50 p.m. Lennon wanted to say goodnight to his son before going to Stage Deli Restaurant with his wife. The Lennons exited their limousine on 72nd Street instead of driving into the more secure courtyard of the Dakota. The Lennons passed Fat Boy, or ass, and walked towards the archway entrance of the building. So what John wanted to do was say goodnight to his son like a good father.
Yeah.
As he was walking
through.
He had
a 5-year-old son. Him and his wife had some hard times in the 70s. and they were coming to 1980s with a better mentality, a better place of life and living.
Yes.
And Lennon wanted to make things right. So after recording his new sessions, and are these sessions available? Maybe on YouTube.
They will be.
He just wanted to hold his son's hand and say, goodnight, son, I love you. I love you today more than I loved you yesterday.
Just like the good fatherly thing he would do.
And go watch some TV with his wife, whom the struggles have turned into gold as they manage to keep things together.
And become life partners, is which they were headed to. But on this particular night, somebody wanted to end that life partnership at the Dakotas.
So as the little boy's hand left Lennon's for the very last time, he went upstairs with his mom without giving Yoko one last kiss, as he did not know that he was about to be murdered.
And Ono did pass by the alleged killer. And he did give her a look at her. He nodded at her as she passed by him. And according to her, she looked back at Lennon, and Lennon had recognized him from earlier. So he just gave him a look, swiftly walking right by the man that he didn't even look like he had anything anywhere concealed. But yet, little did they know, in his coat pocket was
murder.
A gun.
As Lennon walked by the unknown murderer, the unknown murderer fired 5 bullets from his revolver into John Lennon's back and the back of his head and his shoulders. The bullets were hollow point, meaning they exploded into shrapnel upon impact.
Man. Wow. 5 bullets. 9 to 10 feet away, which is known as point blank range. So close.
5 to 10 bullets entered the back of Lennon.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell.
Yep.
To the ground after stumbling into the entrance. The doorman, Jose, he heard the commotion and dashed up. He said, Mr. Lennon.
What's going on?
Are you okay?
Lennon was unresponsive.
Lennon was unresponsive indeed. By the time the New York police showed up to get Lennon into the hospital, he was much already dead. And by the time he reached the hospital, he was no longer breathing. Roosevelt Hospital took him in 10 minutes later. He had no pulse. Medics battled for nearly 20 minutes to resuscitate him, but the bullets had shredded his body into little beetle shards of glass.
And the last known words that Lennon said were 2 words. And all he said is, I'm shot. I'm shot. Fell to the floor, shattering a cassette that he was carrying. And that was it. Jose seen him, and that was it.
Coroner's report said that John Lennon had lost 80% of his blood by the time he was in the hospital. The poor man bled out like a clay pot.
Yeah, he all that blood on the Dakota, that was it.
Was it the bullets that killed him? Or was it a broken heart for not being able to see his son anymore? Not the same.
And that's the mystery that will remain unsolved.
Who killed John Lennon? The fact is that the murderer got away. He might have been fat and ugly and stupid, but he picked himself up, ran into the dark, and nobody ever found out who it was. Until this day, nobody knows, nor do they care, who killed John Lennon. All they know is that whoever did it is deserving of much intense punishment.
Yes, very intense. But he knows where he's going to go in the afterlife. And if he's not there yet, he will be there soon. And it's not a very happy place for anybody. Whew.
Mr. Lennon, 5 rounds into the air for the 5 bullets of despair.
And I shall take 5-6 bang, bang. Because bang, bang, I am aware.
Yes, everybody. That was the murder of John Lennon at the Dakotas in New York on December 8th, 1980. As he kissed his wife and son goodbye, not ever seen them again, the murderer ran away into the darkness. That is how you tell a murder story, everybody. Hope you're scared. Woo-hoo. Happy Halloween.
Chili, chili. On a side note, every October 9th on Lennon's birthday through December 8th, there's a tower called the Imagine Peace Tower in Iceland, and they keep it brightly lit all the way from October 9th through December 8th.
That's right.
All for tribute to John Lennon every year.
So, you know, now in 2023, we still honor the man's life when he was alive, even after his death. And the music that we're still listening to, he was a blessed man, if you believe it or not. And Mr. Lennon would be thrilled to know that his music was still being listened to and cherished.
Oh, yeah. So
too bad he had to go, and so soon.
So light a candle for his soul.
Light a candle for his soul and let it blow into the wind, baby. We got to go,
that
man.
That was a very spooky story.
To a quick but one, if you know what I mean, baby.
Yeah, they sure do.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank all right, you, everybody. And okay, so now
we're gonna come back. We gotta take a sip of your coffee. You know, if you got a bowl of oatmeal in the passenger seat sitting next to you,
grab a bite.
Why don't you put a spoonful up to your lips right now? Try not to spill everywhere, because you know it's hard to clean oatmeal that fell in between the crack of the seatbelt and the middle compartment. So be careful out there, everybody. We're gonna take a quick
stay
one.
Safe. Yeah, and this was just half of the first half of the first Halloween special, and we got the second half of the Halloween special, which means another spooky tale that we shall tell, but not until after
these commercial breaks. Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody? It's the Runner and Gunner, guys.
Joe.
I'm Runner. Oh, wait, and he's Runner.
I'm Runner and he's Gunner. Hey,
what's up, everybody?
I'm Gunner.
We're just here to tell you that there's a super month coming up, and super it's the month of October.
It is October.
October 2023.
All the way to the 31st.
All right, everybody, but we just want to tell you that we have 30 days of Halloween.
30 days of Halloween.
On Instagram.
So on Instagram,
totally
check it
cool.
out. Every day, we're going to have something new.
Something new for
go check
30
it out.
Days.
It's going to be tubular.
All for the final buildup of the super finale of Halloween.
Halloween,
which is on a Tuesday, the day after Monday. But still, the Halloween episodes are going to be just as good.
And super scary.
Talk about John Lennon's death and Sam Cooke's murder.
And Tupac's also, death.
Tupac's murder and Biggie Smalls' death. We're also going to ask the audience what they want to hear.
Yeah,
what
we're
going to
get a super
they
spectacular one for the audience.
And we're going to tell them on the third week.
And then we'll speak that one out. And then we have the super special one that we will not announce until the final week.
We'll give you a hint. 27
days till we announce that one.
All right, everybody. So go ahead. Tune in all month long every Monday morning of every week in October. For the Monday Morning Podcast by yours truly, Runner and Gunner.
Runner and Gunner. Podcast.
I hear something saying. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Runner and Gunner podcast, where we are talking about Halloween horror stories.
Scariest episodes.
Hopefully they're scaring you already. We got an extra scary one coming up next.
I know you guys work hard out there, so get your bus to work. But before you get to work, you get to hear this super special edition, which features... First, we talked about the historical, one of the greatest singers of all time, who is John Lennon. And now we got one of the greatest soul singers of all time also, who is himself, Sam Cooke.
Yes, we talked about John Lennon's death and that he lost 80% of his blood by the time he left the hospital. Ooh. I mean, got to the hospital. And then we got now coming up, Sam Cooke. It all began in the 60s when a man by the name of Sam Cooke took the world by storm with his classy melodies and rambunctious voice.
Oh yeah, he had nothing but pure soul in his heart, and he just had to spread that soul and joy to the world. He would open up with great tunes. He slowly but surely became the number one soul artist out there. And everybody from James Brown all the way to Earth, Wind, and Fire, all the way to people right now like Pharrell or who's the other guys? All those other guys out
Jay-Z.
There.
Jay-Z.
All of them. They're all inspired by the great Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke was born Samuel Cooke without an E in Clarksdale, Mississippi.
You're talking about Sammy Adams? The beer?
The Mississippi that we all know is still running today. Mississippi, everybody.
The river.
In 1931, that's when he was born.
Wow.
He was the fifth of eight children.
Big family. Big loving family.
And he also became a doo-wop member for the band Johnny Keys and the Magnificents.
And they were magnificent.
Cooke moved to Chicago.
Chicago!
And the same school that Nat King Cole had attended a few years earlier. That's the same one that Sam Cooke
attended.
Talking
about two Hall of Fame musicians.
He became known as a lead singer with the Highways QCs. When he was a teenager, about the age of 14, he was a very decorated musician. That's the point.
He had some pipes in him.
This
some
man
lungs.
Had some soul.
Oh, yeah.
And so he replaced the lead singer in the Soul Stirrers.
Of course he did. Soul.
And he became a number one hit pretty much overnight in 1950. He made a bunch of good songs that went straight to the top. Some religious.
Mm-hmm. That's where he started with religion. But then his family kind of got mad at him for overturning the religion and going to the complete to the soul. But he wanted to go that direction on his own, so once he went that direction, there was no turning back for Mr. Sam
Cooke.
He became one of all-time classics.
Turned his back, and instantly he made other hits like You Send Me, A Change Is Gonna Come,
Cupid,
Chain Gang, Wonderful World, Another Saturday Night, Twisting the Night Away, Shaken, and so much more.
Yeah. Wow. What a great artist. But then came another very stormy, cold night. But this time, it wasn't as cold as New York because it was the opposite coast. It was the West Coast.
South Central LA.
Coast. South Central, that is, to be exactly December 11th, 1964. You know, it was a great night, actually. Things were looking up. Things were going well. You know, Sam Cooke was being Sam Cooke, his usual self. Driving around in his nice, beautiful Ferrari.
Woo!
Meeting all the beautiful young ladies out there. Just
another Saturday night, and he got a Ferrari.
He's got all the babes because he just got paid.
So, yes, Sam Cooke was driving around South Central with his Ferrari when he came to a special hotel.
Very special.
The Hacienda Motel.
But he was on a date that night prior to the hotel. So
at 91st in South Central.
He brought his beautiful, beautiful young lady with him.
So at the Hacienda Motel at 91st and South Figueroa Streets in South Central Los Angeles, he showed up with a nice, beautiful lady.
Oh, yeah.
Bertha Franklin, the motel's manager, said that she shot Sam Cooke in self-defense.
What?
Her account was immediately disputed.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter remains that Sam Cooke was indeed shot and murdered.
Shot and murdered.
Let's take it back a little bit.
Okay, so as they arrived at the hotel, everything was lovely. They just had a date. The girl was carrying roses, had a big old bright smile. And, you know, he was kicking his heels and just strolling on up to his room.
Yeah, you know, flipping a quarter on his thumb. You know, had a yo-yo on the other thumb, and then he had an ice cream on the other thumb.
Yeah, just having a good old time.
Chilling, man. Top hat, top coat.
He was like, hey, how you doing, Bertha? Here we go. Give me your best suite. Give me the king suite. And he paid top dollar for that suite.
Later on that night, Franklin stated that Cook banged on her office door, shouting, where's the girl?
Where's the girl?
In reference to Alisa Boyer.
Alisa Boyer, huh?
A woman who accompanied Cook that night to that motel in the hacienda.
Mm-hmm.
And the same lady who called the police and told them what had happened. Franklin shouted back, hey, you better leave us alone. But the enraged Cook did not believe what he was hearing, that two women would tell him what to do.
Yeah, you can't tell me what to do. I'm Sam Cooke. I got a Ferrari.
So he stuck the shoulder of his coat jacket through the wall and burst it in.
And she got so frightened with fear, she had no idea what was going on. This is the first time anything like this had ever happened to her with any customer. So in her mind, she was like, what is going on right now? I don't know what to do. I have a weapon right here. So what did she do with that weapon?
Sam Cooke was shot in the chest. Point blank with a shotgun, almost taking off his head. And with blood splattering everywhere, he says, lady, you shot me.
Lady, you shot me.
The tone that expressed perplexity rather than anger.
Mm-hmm.
But then he jumped at her again.
He went after her. I mean, you're hurt. Somebody just shot you. You have to do some kind of self-defense move, or you don't exactly know what's going on. So it was just in his instinct to jump at her.
The man's head was nearly off his shoulders.
Almost severed.
When he jumped at her in complete instinct and rigor mortis.
Yes.
And tried to strangle her still, where she beat his head with the broom until he collapsed on the floor. And
he was no more.
His soul left him.
Ooh. Scary.
Boyer told the police that she had first met Cook earlier the night and had spent the evening in his company.
Yes.
She said they left the nightclub together and he requested to take her home.
Come on home.
Is Boyer telling the truth is what we are trying to get down to, because there's been numerous accounts saying that maybe she's
lying.
She did happen to pass.
Maybe she didn't.
The polygraph tests in her statement, as did Bertha Franklin, and as did Miss Carr, the hotel's owner.
And so that's how they all got off of the case, by being innocent. No one was ever convicted for shooting this man, even though they had the suspects within their hands, within custody. And nobody got arrested or convicted ever. So the death still remains a mystery to this day, even though they know how he got killed, but they never really will know the real reason why he was shot and murdered.
Etta James says that she viewed Sam Cooke's dead body when he passed away and said that he was so badly beaten and that his shoulders were nearly decapitated from his head. She said that there's no way that this was just one bullet. She said that this man was taken and beaten in conspiracy with his manager, Alan Klein.
And Muhammad Ali said, if Sam Cooke had been Steve-O, or Ricky Martin, or Johnny Depp, the FBI would certainly be investigating this murder.
It has been an account, because the family of Sam Cooke is certain that he was murdered and there was foul play doing and leading to this man's death. Is it true? Did the police hate him? Did his manager hate him? Was he hated?
Was it a setup?
Was it a setup? Eliza Boyer passed the polygraph test.
So it still remains a mystery.
Miss Carr was on the phone the entire time and said that she heard exactly what they said. Was Sam Cooke murdered everybody?
Two singles were released after this man's death, including the song Shake, which became a top 10 hit on the R&B pop charts. And the B-side of that was A Change Is Gonna Come, which became number one worldwide.
A change did come because the man was no longer with us. Two women, including another woman on the phone, were the only people who were there the night Sam Cooke died.
Yep.
He was, in fact, murdered.
Wait a minute, Gunner. What about the manager, the owner that was actually talking to the manager on the phone during his murder?
Yes, she states that everything she heard was exactly what they said, which was Sam Cooke busting down the door, trying to choke women. But the family of Sam Cooke says that that would have never happened
because
Sam
Cooke
was a
man.
Sweet boy.
Yeah, he was. He was a churchgoer, and he was a freaking, he was in the choir, and he was just an all-American boy with a sweet, sweet soul. And he wouldn't harm a fly.
And Muhammad Ali seems to disagree with the statements of Eliza Boyer and the other lady, the hotel manager. Was it?
Case is actually closed, but in people's soul, the case shall remain open.
Was it Bertha Franklin? Was it Eliza Boyer? Or was it the hotel's owner herself, Evelyn Carr?
Evelyn Carr.
Well, was it their manager, Alan Klein?
Was it all about money? Or was it just about self-defense?
Was it about drugs? Or was it about who can do what for who?
Ooh.
Whose soul was really taken that night? Was it Sam Cooke's? Or was it Eliza Boyer?
Ooh. December 11th, 1964, this happened, people. That long ago. And this is still open, and it is still celebrated. His life is still celebrated every January 22nd.
December 11th, 1964, everybody, at the Hacienda Motel. Not hotel, motel. At
motel.
91st.
Motel?
In South Figueroa. In South Central Los Angeles, where you can still
South
visit
Central.
The resting place where they say the stains of Sam Cooke's blood still remain on the floor and the shattered doorway which the bullets hit afterwards are still wedged into the wood. You can visit that hotel yourself as it still stands. Everybody,
and like
Sam Cooke,
famous artist,
is resting in peace.
He was buried in Glendale. There was other famous artists at his cemetery as well. But you could actually go visit his cemetery in Glendale, California.
Rest in peace, Sam Cooke.
Rest in peace, Sam Cooke. Cheers.
Whatever happened that night, we know that you were a good man.
Oh, yeah. He's up in heaven now.
All right, everybody.
We'll conclude.
And that was it.
The Sam Cooke.
The Super Halloween
Scary
Special.
We hope we got you guys into it. Because we know we were into it.
Gross.
So, wow.
We hope that you were into it. Because I'm into it. And if
yeah.
you're into it, we're all into
we're
it,
all
right?
We're all into it.
You like, look it, let's face facts. You listen to podcasts about murders. Well then, how about you listen to our podcast when we're talking about murders?
Murders.
Because we do it better and nobody's got Gunner's voice.
Yep.
Where I could say things
voice.
Like, Michael Jackson will get you. All right, everybody, see, nobody
yeah.
does that. And then we're talking about the death of John Lennon on the internet's perspective, not just one person's opinion, but what numerous accounts
yeah.
have said.
And just as well as Sam
broke it down for you.
This is numerous accounts of the same of different people that have actually spoken about him as well.
We broke it down for you and built it back up.
It's a real thing. These are real true scary stories for Halloween. And so this is how we pump you up. This is only the first edition, and we got three more editions to come, and next week's episode is going to be even scarier. So that as we go further
That's
along,
the idea.
They get scarier and scarier.
Scarier and scarier. Hopefully Halloween, we got that solid hour episode.
In the final week, you better wear a diaper.
Yeah, you actually better wear a diaper. You're probably going to have to turn off the show and listen to it later because... we're going to get scary.
Yeah. Whatever you do, make sure the lights are on and make sure you're not in a dark place and not alone.
But for the time being, we must take a nice quick commercial break and we will be back. We're not going to leave you dying, everybody. We're going to build you back up and bring some light into you and everybody on this Halloween. The fourth episode is going to get dark, so you might not get... the leisure of us telling you that we're being nice.
Yep, it's not going to be as friendly as these ones.
But I digress. The first episode, we're totally going to be nice.
Yeah.
Everybody, we got a quick commercial break coming up.
All right.
But after we come back,
sponsors.
We're going to be talking about video games and
video games,
ladies. And for the ladies, gentlemen sports.
Yep, and how to treat the ladies and how to be gentlemen to the ladies.
We're also going to be talking about Roseanne Barr, Uncle Joe Biden, and the future of Apple laptops.
Yep, all that stuff, plus Microsoft.
Plus a whole lot more after these commercial breaks.
Stay tuned.
The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Is yet to come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine.
Do you got bloodstains all over your brand new apron?
Well, yeah, I do. I'm a butcher, and I got bloodstains from my head to my toe.
Well, now you can rely on the blood shedding stain remover of Tide. New Tide, New Vegas.
Well, thank you. I really need to get these stains out before the customers show up.
Well, now with New Tide, New Vegas, you'll get blood stains out and much more in the simplest wash cycle ever.
Well, it's so fast that I could hear the siren, I mean the doorbell ring for more customers.
Hey, OJ, your apron is looking mighty clean.
Thank you. I'm the juice.
Tide. Get your Tide today at your local Stater Brothers. Tide. What's up, everybody? It's the Monday Morning Podcast, the only Monday Morning Podcast on the internet, the only Monday Morning Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. We're the only ones that are specifically for Monday morning.
We are the only gluten-free podcast as well. So don't forget to listen to the greatest podcast in the whole show, musical, and podcast industry as well.
Next week's episode will be presented in 3D. Yes, everybody, we are the Monday Morning Podcast. We are actually a video game podcast, but this month we're talking about murders and mysteries and horror nights and Halloween and witches and werewolves
and dungeons
and pirates
and murders
and millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires.
Yes. Ted Turner, but not Ted Bundy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
yes, everybody. Next week, everybody, we are doing a Tupac
special episode about Tupac and
Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur.
What happened to them? Actually, they just arrested the guy who they think murdered, but we're going to talk about that during next week's episode.
Do you know what happened to them, audience? What happened to Tupac Shakur?
And what happened to Biggie Smalls?
What happened to them?
What happened to those guys?
Tell us, think about it without looking it up.
Let us know of your encounter of what you think happened to them? What is your thoughts on that? So you guys could answer us, and you know where to go. So what? Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody tune in next week. We're talking about Biggie Smalls and Tupac and their very mysterious murders. And the foul play surrounding their murders.
So much foul play. So much. So much to talk about.
Guns and violence and lots of murder.
Lots of gun smoke, lots of gunshots.
That is next week, everybody. So tune in for that. This is a Halloween month. Every episode for 4 weeks, we're going to have a Halloween murder story.
Four different murder stories.
How many times can we say murder in one episode, everybody? You do the counting. How about we change, use some synonyms. Kill, the killing episode.
Killing
to kill a mockingbird.
The expiring episode.
Yeah.
How can we
make killing more inspiring? Well, you know.
How about expiring them?
So just think about all the death that happened in the Civil War.
I'd expire.
Bad guys were dead. Think about all the deaths that happened in the Spartan War. Bad guys were dead. Everybody, just think about every war.
They didn't wear chonies back then, though, so that was good. It was scary.
That was valiantly won. I don't want to fight with no chonies. Lots of bad guys always died.
You go fight with no chonies? I won't.
They fought with no chonies.
I won't.
How?
I would not do that.
And then, you know, but let's not talk about that anyways.
And long knives and stuff?
Maybe next year we'll have the Roman episodes for Halloween where murders happen in Rome. Caesar's head is still printed on the Roman coin, everybody. This is the Runner and Gunner video game podcast Halloween specials.
Edition.
Look, we got to wrap everything up.
So, everybody, we want you guys out there to turn off your phones just for at least 1 hour. You know, just after the show.
After the show.
Just turn off your phone.
Just turn off your
and
phone.
And get out there and maybe socialize with somebody. Even if they're on their phone, just socialize with them. Make them look up at you. Make them stop, you know, putting their neck down and make them look up at your face and just talk to them. Bring up
attract
a subject.
Attract their attention.
Yeah, do something. Or else, if you don't want to talk to somebody or communicate with somebody, what else can you do? Other activities like go for a walk. You know, increase your mind. Read a book.
Watch a show. Go to a concert. Plan a concert. Plan a date. Plan
a
picnic.
You think about the girl that you like or the guy that you like. Think about that and plan how you're going to ask them out later on. This week.
Be a man, plan a date, you know, concerts.
Lots of Halloween parties coming up.
Concerts are great.
Concerts are amazing. Movies are amazing.
Music clubs, live music, tacos maybe.
Nah. Tacos.
Chinese food, there we go.
Chinese food is good. Sushi's the big thing now. But
noodles, rice.
You don't want your breath to smell. Well,
you know.
You know, yeah. As long as it smells equally, then it's all good.
Bring a stick of gum. Everybody, this is the Runner Gunner Podcast, as we have to remind you again, as if
they didn't know by now.
You don't already love the show. Wait, as if you love the show already. That's how we're talking to you. All right. So pretty much just going to get into the favorite part of everybody's show.
Oh, it's already time.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me tell the Lennies something real quick. Lennies, we love you guys.
And we love you.
We want you guys to listen more and more.
I love you.
Yeah. Yes, I love them too. We do. We really do love the Lennies.
Runner loves you.
And Lennies, we don't call you Lennies just to make fun of you, because we know Lennies can come in all flavors, colors, different sizes and shapes, and different attitudes at the same time. So we love all you guys. You know, it doesn't matter. As long as you're good and not trying to be evil, trying to improve and not trying to disapprove.
Or disrespect.
Yeah. So Lennies out there, shouts out to you guys.
We love you, Lennies. I love you, Lennies. Runner loves
you.
You
guys too, yeah.
What did you think about this episode? Go ahead and tell us.
Tell us all.
We're having an Instagram event where we're doing 30 days of Halloween.
30 days.
Go ahead and check out our Instagram
account.
Check out
every day.
And you
single
can see
day.
All 30 days of Halloween where we have special Halloween pictures and posts all month long, every single day.
Yeah.
Also, everybody, what do you think about the John Lennon deaths and murders? And what do you
and
think
the
about
Sam Cooke
the Sam Cooke
deaths and murders? You guys got to let us know. Yeah, let us know what you guys think. And
what's the murder?
Let us know if we missed something that you guys thought that might be important,
yes,
an important part of the whole murder mystery ordeal. Let us know and tell us why. Explain why we missed it. And we might just shout you guys out on the next episode.
That's right. We will. And how about you tell us what is a murder that you want us to talk about? And the third week, we're going to pick out
the best one.
The best one. and we're going to talk about it.
Yes, we are. So don't forget about that raffle. It's the Runner and Gunner Murder Mystery Raffle. You guys got to get in. If you're not in it, you know, never win it.
All right. So now, everybody, it is now it is time.
Oh, yeah, it is. It
for
sure
everybody's
is.
Favorite part of the show.
The best part of the show, Gunner?
The best part of the show.
That we love to
that
call.
I love to call. We love to call. Everybody, it is the 2-minute rundown from Runner Gunner
for the NFL in the world of football. What do we got going on, man? Undefeated, the Eagles are still undefeated, and I believe that is all. There might be another team undefeated if I'm mistaken. Sorry. And Sunday Night Football is great. The Chiefs barely won by 3 points. The Raiders and the Chargers played this week. Raiders lose by a touchdown, even though they started their rookie quarterback. It was a great game. Canelo, the boxer. Again, he's back again to his normal form. And he beat a boxer who only lost one fight in his whole career. It was an amazing, exciting fight. But it came down to the final decision, and Canelo wins. Canelo wins.
MLB World mourns the death of former Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield.
Tim Wakefield, rest in peace, Mr. Knuckleball himself. The Dodgers and MLB also. The Dodgers are going to the playoffs. Yes, they are. And they have one of the best records in the major leagues. But the Braves do have the best record. Even though the Dodgers are in it, we still got to, we got a hill
we
to
got
climb.
The Baltimore Orioles. We got the Minnesota
the
Twins.
Orioles, the Twins.
We got the freaking Altuve
the
Astros.
Cheaters.
Everybody
the
out
Angels
there.
The Angels aren't going to make it this year because they got major injuries.
Otani's still out. Trotter out. In fact, I think they're with their wives and kids on the beach.
Making
celebrating
babies.
With some cocktails and having more babies. Raising their kids.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a good life.
Just like Tom Brady. You know, they're probably
dollars.
Hanging out with Tom Brady and, you know, just learning the retirement life for a season.
Their wives do not allow them to hang out with Tom Brady.
Oh.
Yes.
He's doing the Brady things.
You know, the MLB is coming.
Brady Bunch.
The MLB is coming down to it, right? It
yeah,
is coming. The playoffs are coming.
The playoffs are coming. This is it. This is the last week. Playoffs start this coming week, and Dodgers are in it. It's to be announced who we're going to play against because the wild card playoffs are coming.
Yes. SAG goes in on SAG. Other notes. SAG goes into negotiations
Woo!
Today.
Yeah.
This afternoon they're going to go into negotiations. Hopefully they settle that and the SAG strike ends and we could all get back to our life.
Yeah, and come on, let's get some good writers out there, people. Get some good stuff written down.
Yes, as
let's get all the great stuff.
Writers have already struck a deal, so now it's time for SAG to strike a deal. Video games are about to strike deals, but, you know, video games are not nearly as many people involved in making a video game as they
yeah.
are in making Hollywood movies.
Oh, yeah. Tons,
Edge.
Tons.
From WWE, the Edge superstar, the Rated R
Edge.
Superstar, has joined AEW. He is all elite. He's
yeah.
come back. He's ready
Edge
to fight Christian
back.
Or team up with Christian, Rusev, Christian, Edge, Daniel Bryan,
Can't
and
wait for that pay-per-view
John Moxley.
Event. Woo! That's going to be amazing.
Everybody, it's going to be amazing. WWE is in Los Angeles
Woo!
This month.
Yeah.
Go ahead and check them out before
get your tickets.
Their tour ends. Ringo Starr is also touring.
Ringo!
The Greek Theater. Go ahead and check him out.
Oh, man. Ringo in L.A.?
Come
on.
Ringo. Rolling Stones.
Runner and Gunner will be there.
Hit their new album. They got a new album after, you know, how many years have they been doing? 60 years of music?
160, 170? Something like that.
Yeah, it's a great career for the rock and roll starters of life.
And they are the oldest group.
And they still can't get no satisfaction.
With confidence that they are the oldest still touring, still making albums group alive right now. So that's an amazing thing and a great accomplishment. Shout out to the Rolling Stones. And shout out to everybody out there who is still listening to the Run the Gunner Show because you guys are amazing.
Yes, everybody.
And if, you know, we want you guys to know that we love you guys out there and all we want to do is just entertain you guys and make everything great the way it should be. You know, we're trying to shape out the world the way it has to be, which is fun. Have great times. Be amazing. Stay active. Be nice. Be generous.
Be gentle.
Be cool.
Everybody, it's the Monday Morning Show. Where else on the internet are you hearing these words? Like, be gracious, have dignity, forgive each other, be loving.
Lovingness.
Be unforgettable. Caringness. Be irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Be genuine.
Man.
Have generosity in your spirit.
In your soul.
Be giving.
Yeah.
Have love to give. Have love to take. Have love to receive.
And have love to make.
Yes, everybody.
So everybody out there, we gotta go. But we know that you guys are...
Drive safe.
Cool and listening to the greatest show in the world. So get home safe. Get to work safe. Get wherever you're going right now safe. And remember, if you could love each other, then you could live with each other. And if you could live and laugh and love with each other, then you could be together forever.
Yes. We got to go, everybody. We hope you enjoyed the show. Stay with us all month. Also, we got Christmas coming up. Runner, how about you tell them how to overcome shyness for the gamers out there?
Oh, real quick, shyness. Shyness is a thing within yourself that you withhold back your actual feelings.
Like pimples.
So all you have to do is just upload your feelings like you upload a video game. Wait for it to load, take your time, think about those thoughts, and then release them like a game gets released, like a new debut of a game. So that's all you have to do is just take your time, say what you gotta say, and if your fear is of getting rejected, then overcome that fear. Because the only fear, what is it called? The greatest fear is fear itself. So if you have fears, just overcome them and overrule them.
And if you overcome them and overrule them, then you will gain confidence.
And the shyness will disappear.
Yes, like...
like magic.
Oily skin, you know, shyness is like pimples, everybody. Unclog those pores and get your face looking nice. Get your confidence looking nice, just like that.
And you know, want you guys to know one more thing.
You wouldn't just stand around having a pimply face, would you? Or stinky feet. Shyness is like stinky feet. Are you not going to wash your feet and get them going so they smell beautiful? Well, everybody, that's the way shyness is. You wash it up, wash it out.
Clean it out.
Clean it out and get it going so it's nice and beautiful again.
And then it's nice and shiny. It shines.
I feel free.
When it shines. When it shines, it's bright like a star. And when you're bright like a star, then the girl will know who you are, and she will be like, oh, my God, I want to hang out with that person indefinitely.
All right, everybody, we have to go.
Yeah, we got to go now.
We want to stay here all night with you.
We want to keep going, but the producers are like, man, you guys got to go. We did our commercials. We did our this and this. And the Halloween specials, don't forget to tune in next week because we do got, like we said before, Biggie Smalls, Tupac, the super-duper special edition.
And
that you will never hear anywhere else.
And don't forget to log into our Instagrams. Check us out for the 30 days of Halloween. Everybody, we got to go.
We got to go.
Have a great Monday morning.
Because if you could have a great Monday,
then you could have a great life. What's up, everybody? It's the Runner and Gunner podcast. And we want to tell you.
We know how cool it looks when you guys have a joint in your mouth and you're smoking with your boys and having a good old time. But we want you guys to know that crack is whack and smack is not where it's at.
Yes, everybody. Don't do drugs. It's bad for your babies.
And it's bad for your health. So don't.
Don't do drugs. Hey, Runner, you see that bum?
Yeah, he looks like a moron, right?
He's got a little bit of coke on his lips.
Oh, he does?
Hey, man. Don't do drugs. The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.